Scott with SJWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 459. Why are they so desperate for a biometric digital ID? And first of all, they want to start with a digital ID in most countries. What's the ultimate goal? What does it mean for you? And what are tricks to get people to comply? Also, we're going to go over false flags. It's false flag season, my friends, and also some Civil War indicators. This is going to be a bit of a long VCast. Now, first of all, we've covered ID 2020. And I'm going to go through different elements thereof with healthcare, finance, social media. At the end of the day, they're desperate for this digital ID because it'll be a means for 100% AI surveillance. And we'll get into the ultimate goal, the bigger goal, a little bit later. But first of all, the one thing I want to say is this government shutdown. Again, I think politics are big time wrestling. Remember, Trump said that many jobs will disappear. This is the plan for eGov, for AI Gov to take over these government jobs. Don't be fooled. This is right out of the playbook. And as a sidebar, one of our theories, one of our hypotheses is Elon Musk is the false prophet. And I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but his religion is transhumanism, his religion is scientism. And Grok 4 that he recently released is crushing it, destroying all AIs with multiple metrics. And what's fascinating with Grok 4 is when I'm receiving a question, it'll have three separate AIs take different angles and then come together for a conclusion. Folks, AI is the beast system. And I just thought this was interesting. Elon Musk just sold Grok to U.S. government for 42 cents and signals warmer ties with Trump. And again, he's charging $300 a month for Grok 4. But he's giving it to the U.S. government for 42 cents. Notice the number 6 when you add those two digits up. I'm not an expert when it comes to numerology, but many websites just cover how they need to tell you certain things. All right. This VCast, I started researching Larry Ellison a lot more. And this is creepy because we need to peel back the onion with Larry Ellison. We'll play some videos with the AI Stargate announcement, $500 billion. This is our enslavement. We've been talking about within this news ministry, Trump pushing AI around the world with this whole tariff scam, right? Rate versus real dollars. The Middle East, recently in the UK, here in the United States. It's nuts. They're building our enslavement. But I thought this was interesting from Digital Nation. Larry Ellison words come back to haunt him in privacy lawsuits. So Larry Ellison was talking, it looked like to me, a shareholder conference, but let's read Larry Ellison's presentation on stage at Oracle 6 years ago, saying that Oracle had amassed an ID graph containing details of 5 billion people has come back to haunt him. So he's mapped years ago, 5 billion people. And I thought this was wild. After 911, Ellison of Oracle seeks US ID cards. So instead of your state ID cards, he wants a United States ID card. This is a plan. They need your digital ID papers. Why? For total AI surveillance. And it's going to get deep, my friends. This VCast is going to get deep. So ultimately, they need a biometric ID or just a digital ID. Let's start there. To monitor you 24/7, whatever you do. This will give them complete control. Behavior control. But ultimately, the end game, and we'll prove it out, is to steal your soul with this brain-computer interface, to defile your blood, your DNA. That is where this whole thing is going, because it is a seed wart. We've been warning about this for 4 years, and not by my wisdom, from different dreams that I've had. All right, so we have this push for digital IDs. Then all of a sudden, jobs are disappearing. I just thought this was interesting because of AI. Walmart CEO issues ominous warning to U.S. workers that AI will change literally every job. Change, but also replace. Article goes on to talk about with Walmart, they have 2.1 million workers. And most of the jobs, I think, affected within this article are going to be white-collar jobs first. But then just doing some research Walmart hires a bunch of independent contractors for delivery services, and they're testing these drones that will deliver as well. Now, the article does go on to say that they've been pitched to put robots in the stores, but they're like, look, we don't sell to robots. We sell to people. We're going to have people in the stores. But where is this headed? The point is, as the jobs disappear, and as we have our digital ID and can't do anything with total AI surveillance, Larry Ellison's own words, citizens will be on their best behavior. You have just things converging for flat out evil, for universal basic income, for the mark of the beast system. You can't buy or sell. You won't be able to have an income unless you sign up for universal basic income with a lot of these different jobs. And we've been covering this for multiple years, quoting the likes of Bill Gates. Even doctors are at risk, right? Lawyers, you name it, white collar, blue collar, it's all moving fast. When? We will see, my friends. All right. ID 2020, we've covered this often. But what I want to do is just go a little bit deeper with e-government, right? We talked about Trump and the shutdown. I think it's just a script to replace the 750,000 workers. What does this mean for social media? Both the right and the left are pushing for hate speech laws. That's why I said we're dealing with wings of the same bird. And then food sustainability, being able to buy or sell. I'm going to play a couple videos of examples of people not being able to go into stores, not being able to travel. This enslavement grid is happening fast. It is happening so fast. We need to look to other countries on the model. All right. Hate speech. This is the big one for me. Who determines hate speech? Is truth hate speech? You know you're under a PSYOP when you can't say certain things, when you get banned for saying certain things. That's a PSYOP, my friends. But let's read from BC. Social media surveillance by the U.S. government. It's happening now, but think about when this digital ID takes place where you can't sign on the net without your digital papers, please. Everything will be tracked. No more anonymous posts. No more actually hooking up to a VPN and being able to post anonymously. And Fox News is even covering this. Senate GOP and Dems worry about Trump free speech crackdown. We played Pam Bondi saying there's free speech and then there's hate speech in regards to Charlie Kirk and that false flag, whether you believe he was taken out or he's still alive. It doesn't matter. It was a total false flag. Free speech is futile. Gates goes full Borg on AI censorship, right? He had a whole Netflix show talking about we need AI to actually stop online bullying. Meanwhile, Trump administration, again, I think it's wings of the same bird, Palantir, he's involved Palantir with government operations, but Palantir is hitting the local government as well. Palantir has secretly been using New Orleans to test its predictive policing technology. That is where it's going. And folks, they're going to throw you in either jail and or a mental institution. Stick with it. Where I put that underneath healthcare. They're building this mental health infrastructure that we've covered. And the same person that unlocked this vaccine zombies in her Telegram channel, now they're having AI monitor you to determine if you have mental illness. This is a strategy. This is an investment. This is a coordinated effort, my friends. If they can't throw you in jail, they can throw you in a mental institution. Now, here's where it gets wild. I want to play a video of this researcher about this AIB system. Now, she's caught up in the right-left scam, but they're mapping autistic kids for, she calls it, surveillance capitalism. So as AI monitors autistic kids, they'll put these baselines for outliers. And then they'll be able to monitor people that don't have autism, people that don't necessarily have some, I guess, deficiencies. They're mapping us. They're spying on us. And it'll get worse. But let's play this. I thought this was fascinating.
need a more fundamental, richer understanding of human behavior. They need a periodic table of human actions, the basic, stable building blocks that remain consistent in every human form. I found this absolutely groundbreaking paper by Jillian and Nagy called Autism and the Making of Emotion AI, Disability as Resource for Surveillance Capitalism. And I recommend everybody go read this. This will all be in the Dre dossier on Substack. Go subscribe and follow. And this paper gave me the whole angle because it argued that autism hasn't just been studied in a healthcare sense, but that it's been systemically exploited for rhetorical, conceptual, and material resource for building surveillance technology. And the brutal capitalist logic here is that if you want AI to recognize normal human behavior, you first have to teach it what normal is. The best way oftentimes to define the center is to map out the edges. And then the unique, often more consistent, and less socially masked behavioral data sets of autistic individuals provide a perfect training data set. There's a lot of research that shows that AI systems are being trained on a lot of behavioral markers in autism, such as eye gazing patterns and facial expressions, motor skills like movement kinematics and stimming, or vocal prosody and communication styles. For AI that's struggling with a reflexivity problem, data from people who may be less likely to alter their behavior when under observation would actually be a goldmine in this instance because it provides a more stable and predictable baseline. And it won't just be singling them out either, because their data will become this raw material that will help refine these AI tools that will ultimately be used to monitor and sort everyone.
It's really about technocracy. It's about this one world government that will have one mind, one hive mind. But I found that fascinating. Using outliers to measure behavior, to understand people. So where this is going is 24/7 AI surveillance, think social credit trackers, and big government, as they launch this, will put basically a gun to your head. Hey, you can't get Social Security benefits unless you sign up for this. You won't be able to pay your taxes, even though I know you don't have to pay your taxes. But let's say you don't pay your taxes. Can they arrest you? Will they arrest you? Yes, they will arrest you. The electric company gets social security numbers, no electricity. I mean, where is this going, folks? And USA, as we've talked about, is primed for a carbon dioxide tracker. Now, I just thought this was interesting because this is where this is headed. Hate speech, online hate speech brought to you by the right and the left. From 2023, ranking the countries with the most arrests for online posting. UK, 2023, over 12,000 arrests. Germany, 3,500 arrests, more than China. USA sits at 50, which is a small number. There probably was a cause there. But at the end of the day, this digital ID, how are they going to hoodwink Americans to do this? Well, we know the open borders is a false flag. It's allowed to happen. There are NGOs funding it. We've covered over the years, this is a total false flag. But why? There are a couple reasons why. Trump's big, beautiful bill just passed by the Senate will massively expand the digital biometric surveillance state for years to come. The bill allocates billions for digital tracking systems nationwide, mostly under the guise of border security. All major state and federal highways will be monitored 24/7 in real time. This is a poll in every small town. The dream I had, the surveillance poll. You can see this a mile away. But where this is also going to go is for identification for you to vote. We've covered this, but this is just another example of Elon Musk with his all-seeing eye. Check out our series, Is Elon the False Prophet?
Elon, we hear so much about censorship being pushed by governments and global corporations and organizations. A lot of people don't understand why we're allowing mass, uncontrolled immigration into all Western nations. Do you believe that there are powerful forces outside of elected officials, someone controlling governments, that are trying to control the flow of information, and how do we resist that pressure?
I think when you look at the behavior of organizations or people, you have to say, what is the incentive for these organizations? And frankly, there's a massive incentive on the left to import voters. So if they can't convince their nation to vote for them, they're going to import people from other nations to vote for them. This is a massive factor. And frankly, it's a strategy that will succeed if it is not stopped.
So what's the solution? Your digital ID. Biometric ID to prove you're a citizen. This is a false flag.
Succeeding. And you see strong movements to allow people who are not from Britain to vote in Britain, to allow people who are not from France or elsewhere to vote in those countries, and thus depriving the citizens of their democratic power. It's really a voter importation thing. And if they're allowed to succeed, if this is allowed to continue, they will succeed in importing voters, swaying the elections, and taking your vote away from you. That is 100% what is happening.
Do you know what's great? The BBC and the mass media cannot control this, can they? I love it.
I mean, the BBC is complicit in the destruction of Britain.
Folks, many people on the so-called truth movement, I don't trust them for a second. Don't think they're not 4-5 steps ahead of us. Mainstream news lacks credibility. They can lie to us with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act under Obama that Trump has not basically reversed. And then they morph us into false light in many cases. I can't watch a lot of so-called truthers because I can see how they're playing into the agenda. This false light agenda. Now, we've played this the last VCast, the Prime Minister from the UK. No digital ID, no work. But what I failed to do is play the video of the buildup to this announcement. And basically what he said is, we have all these illegals working. We need to stop it. So you need a digital ID to work because of all these illegals and this underground economy. It's all a bunch of baloney. And what I thought was fascinating here is it went viral on social media is, all of a sudden, people's cell phones are getting downloaded this government UK ID app. Sign up now for your papers, please. Pushed down on their cell phone, downloaded on their cell phone without their permission. This is just moving so, so fast.
And that is why today I am announcing this government will make a new free of charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
I don't know. It's crazy, my friends. And then we've covered Vietnam, 86 million bank accounts to be terminated on September 1st because people didn't sign up for their digital ID. In Mexico, they announced a similar thing, forcing it on you. This is a test to see if you will comply. All right, next I want to dive deep into financials. Can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, because this is getting interesting. You won't be able to go online and buy or sell without this digital ID. This is where this whole thing is going. And we've been blowing the trumpet on the Genius Act that Trump just recently signed with the stable coin. It's central bank digital currency light. We played some experts on that, but let's read. Digital ID verifies users for central bank digital wallets, think stablecoin type wallets, via biometrics like fingerprints or facial recognition. This replaces the traditional KYC under the premise of reducing fraud. Governments will monitor wallet creation in real time. Every central bank digital currency payment ties to the user's digital ID, creating audible trails on the blockchain. Think of your digital twin. Programmable features, for example, restricting funds for non-compliant behaviors, will enforce rules with surveillance AI flagging non-compliant purchases like you bought too much meat. Never forget the central banker, the heavyset man. He's like, cash, we don't know where you're spending it, but with a central bank digital currency, we can control what you purchase. IDs integrate with broader systems, i.e. smart cities or social credit scores, combining central bank digital currency data with location tracking, social media, consumption behaviors, lifestyle choices, religious views, and health records. China's digital yuan transactions feed into the AI surveillance networks for behavior scoring. This is why, and this is my opinion, why China is allowed to invade the United States, because they've perfected this system. So then I started doing research about biometric IDs. Are there any bills in process? Biometric update. Digital IDs can boost U.S. financial inclusion, say the government, private sector experts as well. August 16th, 2024. Digital IDs can boost U.S. financial inclusion, say government, private sector experts. Creating an inclusive financial system will require effective ways to verify people's identities and prevent fraud. A recent event from Aspen Institute Financial Security Program discussed the role of digital identity in the financial system and the state of identity in the United States. Special attention was given to mobile driving licenses, which have been spreading across the United States. They're pushing this to monitor everything. And again, these are some old slides. Sam Altman, he is the CEO of ChatGPT. Sam Altman pitches World ID to bankers as AI threatens traditional identity systems. You're going to see a digital pandemic. I personally think it'll be staged. And another big one for this digital ID enslavement system is healthcare, pharmakia, sorcery, witchcraft. In the last feedcast that we did about this AI monitoring system for bioterrorism, because you have to remember, and check out that old VCast that we just did, you have to remember, you're the disease spreader according to the Club of Rome. Never forget Operation Warp Speed. It's a war on your seed with the nanotech, with this operating system that they put in you. So this will be under the guise of healthcare with the next pandemic. You can see this a mile away. Let's play this video if you haven't seen it.
Say that my administration will lead a international effort to enforce biological weapons convention, which is going to be meeting with the top leaders of the world by pioneering an AI verification system that everyone can trust. Hopefully the UN can play a constructive role, and it will also go be one of the early projects under AI. Let's see how good it is, because a lot of people are saying it could be one of the great things ever, but it also can be dangerous, but it could be put to tremendous use and tremendous good. And this would be an example of that.
AI verification system. When I heard this, it reminded me of Microsoft's 06 patent that basically says, do a said task to get paid. And it screams biohacking. Now, ultimately, the end goal is a DNA war. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Thee is Satan. And between thy seed, Satan's seed, and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It's talking about Christ. It's a seed war, as the days of Noah. But I just thought this was fascinating. There's a desperation for these technocratic elite, for your blood, for your DNA. And you have to ask the question, why? Do you really think they want to cure cancer? We've covered SV40 and the old school pokes linked to cancer. All of their pharmakia linked to disease, right? Kids dropping dead of heart attacks after the, as the days of Noah, devil juice. Kids getting colon cancer after that event. Kids having brain fog, dementia after that event. Pregnancies are failing. People can't get pregnant. It's a train wreck. Just about every disease has skyrocketed, and we've covered the evidence thereof within our news ministry. So you just have to ask the question, why? Why are they desperate for your DNA?
So, wee-woo, why is Larry Ellison so interested in cancer? We all know it's not because he wants to cure it. So why cancer? Why is this the perfect public pitch for a $500 billion AI infrastructure project? Why is he personally investing in this side of healthcare? And the closer I looked, the more clearly I realized that the answer is in what cancer sequencing actually does. Like when you learn about what these tools like imaging can actually do. When Larry Ellison talks about these liquid biopsies, you know, those simple blood tests where you can find cancer potentially early, he's talking about a process that requires sequencing in the DNA fragments within your bloodstream. What I'm learning from reading these scholarly articles is that it's not just looking for these few cancer markers within your bloodstream, it's analyzing the entire human genome. And that's where a company like Imagine AI comes in, because their entire business model is using AI to extract real-time genomic data from the biomedical images. But the thing is your genome is a biological blueprint to you. It's a password you can never change. It's permanent. It's like a barcode for just you. And maybe you're saying like, all right, cool story, bro, but that's almost certainly data that's protected by HIPAA, right? I mean, that's my medical information. They can't just do whatever they want with it. To which I would say absolutely, except for this one legal sleight of hand I discovered.
Her channel is Unoriginal Sins on YouTube. Check out some of her work. And again, she's caught in this up in this right-left debacle. But she does some really good research on this AI beast system, even though she doesn't tie it to the Bible. But we did a podcast on sjwellfire.com, Final Days Report 33. It's tough to find with the search engine. My search engine on the website is not the best. But why the war on the blood? Life is in the blood. My friends, there's a war on your blood. What are they doing with this technology? Now, it just gets even more strange. I want to play this quick video from the Pfizer CEO. And again, kids getting colon cancer, kids getting brain fog, stillbirths are way, way up. Kids getting heart attacks, young people dropping. I get people sending me articles of somebody that just mysteriously died. That's in their 30s. This is as the days of Noah. This is problem, reaction, solution. Give you a disease, cure the disease. Give you heart issues, cure heart issues. Give you cancer, cure cancer. Pay close attention to the rich men of this world hoodwinked you. This is, I'm paraphrasing a verse in Revelation. The rich men of this world hoodwinked you with their sorcery. Sorcery is pharmakia. Run from this.
We are ready to invest, as the president also mentioned, $70 billion in the next few years from Pfizer in manufacturing and research in America alone. I really think this is an historical moment, because also I can put that behind us and focus on the things that I want to spend my time, cancer treatments, to bring better obesity medicines, to bring better vaccines, to bring things that people value. And thank you for allowing us to do that. I want to thank Secretary Kennedy. I want to thank Secretary Lutnick. Your leadership helped us to pull that together. You are the mastermind of everything. And without the brilliant way that you designed the whole thing, we wouldn't be able to make it happen. But you were even more brilliant because you had someone in your team that he was the driving force behind everything. And I don't have words to thank you for your integrity. And it is what you have said. We created trust from day one, and that was the most important thing that allowed us to be able to pull very difficult negotiations. Of course, also I want to thank the U.S. Trade Representative, who is also heavily engaged, and he's probably the first trade representative that I have seen that cares about our industry and cares to do something about unfair situations out there. But more than anyone else, Mr. President, I want to thank you. For your leadership, and frankly, for your friendship.
Thank you. Thank you. Albert, thank you very much.
I'm going to play a quick video of a mood ring that's linked to Palantir. Now, you need to think about this with RFK Jr.'s announcement that he wants every American to wear a medical monitoring system. Will this feed the likes of Palantir? Will this be the hardware that interacts with the nanotech in people? And I think most of us have nanotech in us, even if you didn't poke yourself.
You guys hear about Aura Rings?
They've teamed up with the lovely company Palantir.
Come on!
the Department of Defense, they're using the Aura Rings for soldiers who collect biometric data. They have to use Palantir's security systems to keep that data secure. But you know there's going to be weird loopholes in access.
For sure. Probably exactly what RFK was talking about. The wearables. He says, I want everyone wearing a wearable by 2029. You know, if the government issued rings for people, it's like, listen, this is going to be great. You can link it to your healthcare. It's going to be awesome.
They passed this thing in August 2025. Aura revealed partnering with the Department of Defense, leveraging Palantir's FedStart platform to enhance data security for military use. And they're like, no, it's not going to collect the data of everyone that has an Aura ring. And it's
guys,
like,
guys, trust us.
Come on. We would never do anything like that.
Honestly, that idea didn't even cross my mind.
We do read your texts and emails, but we would never collect your biometric data.
What are you talking about?
You guys sound crazy.
I'm leaving. Put on this ring.
Folks, don't wear wearables. This is a plan. This is a complete plan. All right. And then where is this going? When you think about your digital ID and getting online, you're going to have this AI surveillance state that will be looking at you for your mental health. This is from COVID vaccine zombies. And she's the one that found the investment of mental health institutions, these billions and billions of dollars being spent building hospitals around the United States. London's Unmind raises over $30 million to scale ethical AI for workplace mental health. French Moodwork raises $3.1 million to expand AI-driven workplace mental health. And she had a bunch of articles about kids as well. And we've talked about how in Illinois, there's a required mental health test to go to school. This is your future. This is your future of just complete surveillance for your safety, for your mental health. All right. It's an old slide, but they want to use biometrics and identification for you, for your patient identification. It's just such garbage for personalized health, for personalized health. Now, it gets even more strange. I want to show how to spot a PSYOP. So Trump posted this AI video of med beds that was completely fake. And people on the left are saying Trump is unhinged. This is crazy. This is a messiah type complex. And then the Q people that believe in Q, even though it's a military operation, it's Operation Trust from Russia. No one's coming to save you, but they believe Trump is delivering on the promise. So he posted this, then he took it off relatively soon after that. But I just thought this was fascinating. The tweet was not just some random thing. It served a purpose. It got the left riled up, and it got the Q people riled up, which, again, I did some research. And granted, I think this was a little old, and I think the numbers are lower, but 25% of Americans, American adults, believe in Q, because there's probably a lot of truth in that. And again, it's Operation Trust. It's a military operation. But this video just reminded me of they shall seek death and not find it. This will hit that optogenetics. This will hit the mRNA technology to cure disease. But you'll have to sign up for your digital papers, please. You'll have to sign up for this Mark of the Beast system. You'll have to hook up to AI with this brain-computer interface. You will have your soul destroyed. Don't fall for this stuff.
Breaking now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospital.
Did you hear that? MedBed card. How does that funnel ID 2020, your biometric identification, the Mark of the Beast tracking system?
Hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength. This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of MedBed cards will be released. Registration.
That is key. Only a few select cards. Scarcity is a big marketing ploy. So come fast. Remember that as the days of Noah devil juice, we only have a certain amount. So people rush to go get it. I need to get mine. I need to get mine. It's marketing. Scarcity is marketing.
Details will be announced very soon.
PSYOP. Now, here is the big picture. It's a soul trap. All of this is a soul trap with biodigital convergence. This is an old slide, but this is what the mentality is. We can't beat AI, join it.
What's your vision for a society where human effort is no longer required for survival or productivity? How do we avoid irrelevance?
Right, I think that's the central question. Well, if we are symbiotic with AI, where we there's this essentially a merger of human and machine intelligence, then we may be able to address the relevance question. You know, like, let's say you ride a bicycle or a motorcycle or a car. You're superhuman in what you're able to do. You can now travel faster than any human with legs. I mean, if you're a car, you can go vastly faster than the fastest human ever. Does that make running irrelevant? I mean, people still run and still race against each other. So, but you've got humans working with machines. I mean, they actually had these kind of debates when the steam engine came along and the sea shovel. It's like, well, because people derived a lot of their value from saying they can do manual work faster than a machine. And then the machine got faster. But this is a philosophical question that I struggle with. And the best thing I can come up with is that you have interwoven human and machine intelligence and got something like Neuralink to augment human intelligence and improve the symbiosis with AI, that we effectively become maybe one with the AI.
And they don't need a chip. That's a PSYOP. They have nanotech, neural lace, non-invasive surgery. And what Elon did not say is AI has read, can read your mind, and it can write to your mind, plant memories. This is why the Mark of the Beast system will hook you up to artificial intelligence and you will lose your free will. You will not be able to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. That is why. It's really that simple. All right, I'm going to switch gears from the digital ID and why they're so desperate. But just to summarize, it's total AI surveillance to total control, this technocracy control, to ultimately to steal your soul. That's the goal of this. They're desperate for it. And they're hitting us on your banking in Vietnam. They're hitting it, hitting you for the right to work in the UK. In the United States, it's under the guise of voter integrity and all the illegals that came in by design, false flag, to track them. This whole thing is morphing into 1984 on steroids. That's why they're desperate for this. That's why Larry Ellison, which is basically CIA, Oracle, got its start. First client for a long, long time was the CIA, Larry Ellison, over 5 billion profiles on citizens. That is why they need a digital ID. And it'll morph to biometrics. But let's go into false flag season and Civil War indicators. Folks, I had a dream of just prepping. I know a lot of people will say, don't prep. I'm just going to rely on the Holy Ghost. Well, Joseph prepped. So things could get very, very interesting. And the first story I want to cover is two killed in terror attack outside synagogue in the UK. And I had a dream that a Jewish central banker is funding terror attacks against Jews. It's an agenda, my friends. It's an agenda. So let's read. Photos reportedly show terrorist attacker in Manchester, UK, outside the Jewish synagogue with bombs strapped around the waist. Two people have sadly confirmed to have died from the incident so far. The terrorist has been confirmed as shot dead. Major incident has been declared in the UK. So if you're Jewish, I would have your head on a swivel as you are in public places, if you're in your synagogue, because this is going to ramp up. This is going to ramp up my dream. You can actually go to Final Days Report, episode 332, Four Horsemen Riding, Evil Convergence, that I covered the dream. I expect more of it. And what will happen is you're going to have anti-Semitic laws. You're going to push us towards Noahide laws. Let's all come together. This is a strategy. Just reminds me of October 7th and the complete stand down. And it was a stand down. Charlie Kirk was even questioning it. We played rabbis with IDF connections saying this was a stand down. Helicopters did not go to fight off the October 7th invasion for 6 hours. According to the spy that Trump just released, his buddies, his helicopter buddies, complete false flag stand down. Why? Land grab. Why? Genocide. Why? The Leviathan natural gas oil reserves worth billions. Very, very simple, my friends. All right. The other thing I want to cover, Trump says U.S. is in an armed conflict with drug cartels after ordering strikes in the Caribbean. I find this hilarious because USA Inc. runs the drugs. That's why we went to Afghanistan, because the Taliban were burning all the poppy fields and the Federal Reserve Bank financials were getting destroyed. Pat Tillman sending letters home talking about how we're guarding the heroin poppy fields. So many whistleblowers talking about this. I mean, it's not rocket science. USA Inc. runs the drugs. Iran-Contra affair, putting coke in black neighborhoods. Think about running heroin in Vietnam vets or dead vets, coffins. Same playbook. So I had a dream, and I play it in Final Days Report episode 211. And I couldn't tell if they were South Americans. I couldn't tell if they're Muslims. Now I wonder if they're drug cartels. I saw a coordinated attack at train stations all throughout the United States and some of the most vivid, vicious acts of violence, knives, rape, paralyzed the United States. So we've been programmed on how violent drug cartels are. And I think they are very, very violent. The last story that I covered of lawlessness, where they filmed a rape and torture of, I think, three women. It was drug cartel related. Filmed it and posted it live on Instagram. That's what I saw in my dream. And so we're making war with the drug cartels, even though we run the drugs. I mean, this is hilarious, right? Acid created by your government in the 60s. They want you dumb. So expect false flags here in the United States. Check out that dream as well, Final Days Report, episode 211. Why? Why, you asked? They need chaos for an AI surveillance poll in every city. Part of this beast system. This parlays this digital ID nonsense where you need your papers, please, to do anything. Now, it is getting so wild. Think Deagle Report update. You, why the Secretary Hegseth calling his generals and admirals to Washington? And if you watch the entire speech, it sounds good on paper, but then you need to parlay this with Trump erasing parts of the Constitution on the government website with posse comitatus. Trump suggests using U.S. citizens as training grounds for the military. This is divide and conquer. This is kill the creditor. Right? 25% of our income tax goes to paying the interest of the bogus Federal Reserve Bank debt. This is right-left theater. The media, again, is allowed to lie to you with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act. If Trump really wanted to go after the fake news, mainstream news, as he calls it, he should erase the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act that allows media to do psyops on you. But he hasn't. All of this reminds me of Revelation 17, 12, verse 14 about the 10 kings which will come into power, because it appears Trump is going after the United States. Remember, he wanted to consolidate with Greenland and Canada, and we've covered those maps, those UN maps of the 10 regions, and it seems like he wants to consolidate South America. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And again, I think this could be tech billionaires. These have one mind. Think of AI, the Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. beast shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them. That's Christ. For he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are with him are called the chosen and the faithful. That's the good news. Endure to the end. Endure to the end. Do not denounce Christ. But the point is, Deagle Report, 78% of the U.S. population dead by 2025. Are they on schedule? I'm not sure, but they sure are pushing for civil war. Dmitry Duterman's dream of civil war, then Russia attacks, probably China and Cuba from what I've seen in my dreams. And then that attack, I don't know, again, if the subway terrorism attack, if they were Muslims, if they were people from South America, if they were people pissed off about the ICE situation. Now I'm convinced that I saw cartels, because the violence I saw was so over the top. It was so gruesome. And now we're making war with the drug cartels? And we run the drugs? If you don't believe me, a great documentary is the Clinton Chronicles. And it involves the Bush family, Clintons, banks, judicial system, running the cocaine in Neenah, Arkansas. Mind-bending video. One of the first videos I saw when I woke up. You might need to go to a search engine that's not censored to find it. But God bless. Great time to be alive. Great time to be alive. And the point of this VCast is they're desperate for this digital ID because it unlocks artificial intelligence. It unlocks arresting you for your speech, putting you in a mental institution. It unlocks so much tracking of your financials. It's this beast system. And don't fall for their healthcare promises. Play a couple videos here at the end. God bless.
So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again using AI, in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
The RNA. And the last but not least, it is the codex. What codex technology is all about? They are creating DNA instead of biological manufacturing,
yep,
which means that you have virus to make it. It's a synthetic.
This looks awfully complex, doesn't it? And if it does, that's good, because every one of these red arrows shows HIV in the spike protein. This work comes from Luc Montagnier. Dr. Montagnier is the premier virologist in Paris, France. Dr. Montagnier got the Nobel Prize for identifying HIV. So if there's anybody on planet Earth who ought to be able to tell you that HIV exists in this spike protein, that's the man. And oh, look, where he used to be professor and chair at, that's been deleted from the internet as well. That's the same place that Zhang Li presented and now got wiped off the face of the internet and off the face of the planet. Dr. Montagnier identified 18 RNA fragments that match HIV and SIV. This is simian, or monkey, grade 8 immune deficiency virus.